All right, everybody. What I'm going to do tonight, in preparation for Shavuos, which we will usher in at the end of this week, I'm going to discuss a Mishnah, really two Mishnayos in the third Perek, Mishnah Tes and Mishnah Yud, and address something that Rav Aaron addressed, which troubled him very much, and share with you some insights into these two Mishnayos. So the Mishnah says in Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, Rabbi Yaakov Omer. If you don't have a Mishnah, just pay careful attention, and that which is troubling to us will emerge quite quickly. Hamahalech baderech v'shone. Person who's traveling, and he's learning. People learn, especially Torah Shebaal Peh. People, that's when people learned, as they're traveling. Today, Baruch Hashem, we have the ability to walk and to learn. I don't have to look down at it safer. I could actually be listening to Shir. A person who's traveling and learning. Umafsik mimishnaso. And he stops from his learning. He interrupts it, umafsik. Va'omer and says, Mana ilon zeh. How beautiful is this tree? What a beautiful tree. Mana ir is near zeh. What a beautiful field. Near is a field that has been plowed. The Torah says about such a person as if he is what we would say in Gemara terms, chayev misa. So that's a very harsh statement. A person is learning, and he interrupts his learning as he's traveling. He's not even in a base medrash. And he interrupts his learning for a moment and says, wow, that's a beautiful tree. That's a beautiful field. Such a person is chayef benafsho. Walking around nowadays in the spring, so would I be better off not learning so that I don't stop and say, wow, that's a beautiful tree? I can't say that when I'm running in the morning, even if I'm listening to something as I'm doing so. So that's one Mishnah. And it's followed by a Mishnah, Rabbi Dostai b'Rabbi Yana Mishim Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol hashocheach davar echad mimishnah so. Again, here someone's learning. Mishnayis, right? Well, when they're writing Pirkei Avos, there just was Mishnayis. Person forgets some of his learning, forgets one thing of his learning. Mala lava kosov ki'ilu mischayev benafsho. Such a person is as if he's chayev misa. Such a person has put himself in danger. A person should be, is liable to the death penalty. Whatever translation you like. Here at least we have a proof text. Shneamar, pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Devarim. Raki shama locho shron avshecha ma'od, ben tishkaches hadevarim asher ro'einecha. Oh, you have to guard yourself. Shmor avshecha, really guard your soul, your body, your life, lest you forget these words, that which you've seen, which is the experience of Matan Torah, which we will reenact in a few days. Then the Mishnah says, oh, but don't worry. Yachal afilu tokvav Mishnah so. No, right, lest a person think that this applies even to a person who just is so difficult to remember. I'm trying, but I just don't remember. I reviewed it several times, I just don't remember. So Tamal Omar, don't worry. Ufen yasuru mimilo v'chol kol yimei chayecha. Only where you allow it, you deliberately remove it from yourself. Ha'eino mischay benafsho ad sheyeshe v'yisirin bilibo. Stop there. So I would like to address the issue of mischayev benafsho, chayev misa, for a person who is learning. We have it in the second mission of someone who forgets some of his learning. In the first mission of someone who's actually learning when they're traveling. Such a person should be very praiseworthy. And yet, we say about this person, he's mischayev benafsho. So the first thing to keep in mind, and when we read the Mishnayos, we have to read them very carefully, is in this Mishnah and in the next one, it says a key word. And Rav Aaron said, this we know, he said young Israelis like the word ki'ilu. They say the word ki'ilu all the time. It doesn't say mischayev benafsho, it says ki'ilu mischayev benafsho. So I would just like add to that, I don't think that Israelis say it as much as new Olim who can't think of the word, so they think they're being Israeli when they say ki'ilu. I've seen it a lot more with Olim Chadashim who come and visit whatever it is. But anyway, doesn't really matter who says it. The fact that the Mishnah says it means that it's kilu is chayav benafsho. I shouldn't necessarily assume that this is, you know, how genuine, how real the Mishnah means, how literally I'm supposed to take this. And that at least gives us a little bit of leeway or a little bit of flexibility to begin to have a perspective of the Mishnah. Maybe instead of being frightened by or intimidated by this Mishnah, we instead can actually embrace the Mishnah and appreciate what the Mishnah is teaching us. So let's stop for a second at least, and let's put it out there on the table what's troubling us. And that is, as Jews, and certainly within our community, not only a learning community, but an educated community, a community that appreciates the philosophy of Torah, Mada usually specifically meaning science, this whether it be the study of medicine or the study of botany in our case, a person who can appreciate the world I took when I majored in biology, so I remember taking ecology. We went out to Fire Island to analyze the bundle scars on the trees. And it's fascinating. It's fascinating to figure out from little signs on a tree to figure out what tree it is. So here we have a person who's looking at a landscape, person who's looking at a tree, person who's looking at a field. Now, mind you, when we speak about a tree, why near ze and ilan ze? Ilan. So trees we can be planted, but very often we see a forest and trees we haven't necessarily planted. That doesn't necessarily involve a human undertaking. It can, but it doesn't have to. A near means a furrow, means a plowed field. That's a field, that's something a part of nature that has a human imprint in it. So what the Mishnah here is speaking about really two aspects of nature. The nature that involves the human being, and the nature that may be involved the Ribono Shel Olam. Either way, right, we certainly can integrate the two and understand that very often we can be involved, but it's with partnership with Hashem. But what happened to creativity of a human being that I see in a near, that I see in a field? What happened to the work of art of a beautiful tree? Why is it that when I speak about the appreciation of beauty, somehow this is something that the Mishnah says is improper and so improper that a person is mischayev benafsho? So that's what should bother us about this Mishnah. And we have to take a step back and say, well, maybe our philosophy is wrong. Maybe we're people who have adopted and embraced and we educate our community in Torah Mada, but the truth of the matter is, we have to realize that Torah is primary. I have to remember my Torah. Think about what it's saying. It's as bad to be mafsik for my Torah. I can't forget my Torah. Both are one. It's one and the same when I'm involved in learning. So that should be something that should trouble us. So there is a beautiful idea of Rav Hirsch, which Rav Aaron felt was not the pshat in the Mishnah, but a very worthwhile interpretation, which very much resonates with me. And to read a Mishnah that seems to indicate, at least on the surface, that I'm sinning when I, in the middle of my learning, I take a break and I look at the beauty of nature that's around me. You have to thank, I should appreciate that I'm learning. God should appreciate that I'm learning. Is the key word in the Mishnah, and that is mafsik. Hamahalech baderech v'shone, person who's traveling and he's learning, umafsik mi mishnaso, v'omer mana ilanze. So listen to this beautiful idea of Rav Hirsch. He says like this, the problem is not that the person interrupted his learning in order to appreciate the beauty. The problem is that he regards this as an interruption. I'll say it again. The problem is not that the person stopped or interrupted his learning to appreciate the beauty. It's that the person regards what he's doing as a hafsaka, as an interruption. That's the problem. The Mishnah is speaking the language of the person. Hamahalech, but if you're traveling, and you're learning, umafsik mi mishnaso, and you think that when you say, this tree is beautiful, this field is beautiful, that's a hafsaka. So you haven't learned the lesson of Torah Umada. It's actually the exact opposite of what we thought it meant. To think that that aesthetics is antithetical to Talmud Torah. So the Mishnah is saying that's not a hafsaka. And that's the problem with the person. And a person, we need to understand that there are different manifestations of Hashem, different characteristics of Hashem, and we have to make a synthesize them. They work together, they're integrated, one with the other, not segregated. So it's that the Mishnah is teaching me. The key word is umafsik. So certainly a beautiful idea, but not necessarily the simple understanding of the Mishnah. But nonetheless, we have to then understand, so what is it, why does it seem that if I'm tempted somehow in the middle of my learning to appreciate nature, that I should be troubled by that? So one of the things we have to perhaps look at is the next Mishnah and compare and contrast the two. The next Mishnah speaks about forgetting my learning. So what's the problem with forgetting my learning? Kol hashokheach davar achon mi mishnah, so the Torah thinks about me that I am ki'ilu mischayev benafsho. So here's someone who is, my nefesh is guilty, I should be chayev misa, so to speak. So let's try to understand that. What does it mean that a person, I learned, what's wrong with my learning? What's wrong with the fact that I forgot my learning? So the Mishnah, as we read, concluded, well, if you're intentionally forgetting your learning, that's the problem. If you forget, sometimes we forget, it takes a long time, right? Our memories are not great. We can't remember everything we learn. You learn one thing, people claim, you know, you learn Daf Yomi, I forget it the next day. Should I not learn Daf Yomi? Right? There's the famous story that the Rav quoted and others mentioned, where the king told, out just quickly, the king told everybody to take these barrels, and he wants them to fill with water, and he's going to come back in a few days, and whoever does it, so he's going to be rewarded. So the whole group go and they start pouring. They realize that there's the bottom of the barrel, there's a hole in all the barrels. So four out of the five guys say it's a waste of time. He doesn't fill in the barrel. It's losing all the water. They come back and he says, "No, let me see what you did." And they said, "Well, you know, four, we stopped. We're losing all the water." And one person said, "Listen, the king said I'm supposed to pour water. I was pouring water in over and over and over again." And he says, "You'll be rewarded. I didn't want you to fill them up with water. I want them to be cleaned. I want them to be refined. I needed clean barrels. I want them purified. I needed the water to go through them over and over and over again." So sometimes the Torah that we study, we don't necessarily remember everything, but the Torah changes us. We're different people when the Torah goes through us. So the Mishnah understands that very well. But what about if I almost intentionally forget? I'm not interested. I learn the Torah. And what does it mean that I fen yasuri milavavcha, that I forget it? Forget it means it doesn't become a part of me. It doesn't change me. I'm intellectually stimulated through the Torah that I've studied. And I'm the same person I was after the shir as I was before the shir. I'm completely not changed. My davening is the same. My lack of whatever mitzvos that I'm supposed to perform, that's not there. That's not refined. So what value was there to the learning? That's what the Mishnah is saying. So if that's true, then possibly we could understand the previous Mishnah. A person who's learning, umafsik bi mishnaso, it means that the learning is not primary to me. I'm not looking at the nature through the lens of Torah, through the lens of the Ribono Shel Olam. The same way I'm not looking at my Torah learning through the lens of, will I remember and internalize and practice this and become a different person? It can leave my brain. I'm not interested in that. If that's the way I look at a beautiful tree, at a beautiful sunset, at a beautiful landscape, at a beautiful field, so then such a person mischayev benafsho. In fact, such a person is more mischayev benafsho than the person sitting in his or her house, not looking at any piece of nature. Because if you don't look at nature, you're looking at the four walls of your house. Okay, how can I appreciate it? I'm trying to appreciate Hashem, but the truth is, you know, I'm stuck in my home. I can't see anything. Right? But a person goes out and sees a beautiful sunset and sees, goes to the beach, sees the waves. A person walks down the block in the spring and sees the trees blossoming. And doesn't have an appreciation of Hashem, doesn't realize that the learning that they're doing as they're traveling is now enhanced through that tree, through the beauty of such a landscape. So that person doesn't understand the scope of Talmud Torah. Just doesn't. That's not the Talmud Torah is so expansive. There's so much that makes me into a better person and allows me to learn with greater intensity and greater passion and become a more passionate Jew because not only am I learning, but I appreciate what's around me through that lens, with that vision. And Rav Aaron felt, that's the way I would understand this, is Rav Aaron felt that the key here is an important point, is actually the word mafsik, but not like Rav Hirsch understood it. Mafsik means that a person is mahalech baderech v'shone. What have they decided to do? I've now sanctified this time with Talmud Torah. And then, mafsik mimishnasa. What does he do? So now he stops learning. Now he stops learning. Means he sets out to sit and learn, and now I'm going to do something else. Well, this tree is so beautiful. So such a person, ki'ilu mischayev benafsho. Why? Because the key to Talmud Torah is being koveya itim. When we go upstairs, one of the six questions we're asked is kavata itim la Torah. Have you set aside time? This time is sanctified. This time is holy. This has been designated for Talmud Torah. And how often are we distracted? The tree, in this sense, is not, as we've been explaining, at least the way Rav Yochanan understood it, is not the beauty in the nature and appreciating Hashem or the lack thereof, but rather it's the cell phone. It's responding to the text. It's the WhatsApp in the middle of my learning. This is the middle of I finally sat down to learn for the 45 minutes a day, and I still can't do it. I finally sat down to daven for the half hour, 45 minutes a day, and I still can't do that without being distracted, without looking at something, without checking a message, without doing some household work at the same time. That's the message of the Mishnah. Are you learning or you're not learning? If you're a mahalech baderech vishon, and the idea of baderech just means that the derech gives me an opportunity to be distracted. Today, I don't need to go baderech to be distracted. I can be distracted in my own home, sitting right here at the table. While I'm giving shir, I can respond to a WhatsApp right now, right now. So here too, if this is the learning time, then you can't be mafsik, even to look at a beautiful tree, even to appreciate nature. That's what it means. You want to go for a walk? So go for a walk. You want to go swimming? Go swimming. But now, right, if the same way when you're swimming, would someone say, "No, where's your safer?" What do you mean, where's my safer? I'm swimming right now. Okay, I'm swimming in my bathing suit. I'm swimming laps. What do you mean? It's swimming time. So if that's true, so then I shouldn't, so at the same time, I shouldn't be distracted doing other things. This is my learning time. If this is my davening time. That's the key word. So whether you learn like Rav Hirsch that mafsik is a message for us about nature, this is not a hafsaka, so a beautiful idea. Or mafsik, just the opposite. You're making a hafsaka during your learning time. If you want to look at trees, please walk down the street and look at trees and appreciate the beauty. And I wouldn't expect you to be learning at that time. But if you now, this is sacrosanct, this time is my learning time, this is my davening time, so why am I doing anything else? I can't give God 45 minutes. I can't give him 30 minutes of my time. Complete focus on him. I have to worry about everybody else. They can't wait a few minutes for me. So that's the message of the Mishnah. I would just conclude, because I want to give people time to prepare for Rav J.J. Schachter, who's speaking in a few minutes. But I just want to conclude that it occurred to me as I was preparing that maybe that's a message of Shavuos for us. And I'll tell you what I mean. When it comes to appreciating nature, so one of the things that we know, unfortunately, won't be in the shuls to appreciate what we usually do on Shavuot, which are the trees, which are the flowers. Where's that all from? So we learn it from a pasuk. It's interesting where it's learned from. It says that the animals, when they come to Har Sinai, it says no one should graze al yiru with an ayin el mul harav. Don't allow the animals to graze on Har Sinai. So implicit is that there must have been grass on Har Sinai. So if there was grass on Har Sinai, so to remember Har Sinai, we put grass or trees or what are flowers in the shul. That's where it's learned from. So when we think about Mischayev Benasho, the Hashem gives us many different avenues of appreciating Him. And there's the comprehensive experience of Judaism, which can be transformative. But that's only if we have the full experience. Many of us don't take in the full experience. There's so much that's there. Nature is, at least through where Rav Hirsch understands this Mishnah, that's part of enhancing, not detracting, and not distracting us from Torah. It's both. I should be learning and recognize that the nature that's around me, I have to take that in. Maybe not when I'm learning, but certainly at another time. Go for a walk, appreciate Hashem. The full Torah experience is appreciating nature along with it. What a beautiful idea when we decorate our shuls with flowers, with nature. Because when we're receiving the Torah, we understand the Torah is not just about laws. Then it's dry. Then it's lacking. Then we're missing the full experience. It's a full experience of wisdom, of other types of wisdom, of nature, of science, of medicine. It's the Torah experience is a full experience. As I like to quote the Abarbanel, Abarbanel claims, why should it be that the Torah gives me all of the laws of kashrus, etc.? All the animals that are, I need the Torah to tell me, is the Torah teaching me about medicine, what's healthy, what's not healthy? The things that you read about in the Torah are spiritually unhealthy. What about that which is physically unhealthy? So he says, ask the doctors what's physically unhealthy. Ask the scientists. There's other wisdom out there. That's the full Torah experience. The Torah is filling in what you can get elsewhere. But get it. You can know, you'll be able to learn what's healthy, what you can appreciate. There's nature. I'm giving you a set of laws, a recipe, guidelines for life. A lot what you couldn't necessarily find in the world out there. But there's plenty out there, and that's what we should be learning. So the experience, and I would even reinterpret the phrase, ki'ilu mischayev benafsho, your nefesh, your soul, is guilty. That's what mischayev means. You're guilty. Guilty is charged. What are you guilty of? You're guilty of not giving yourself the full Torah experience. You should feel guilty about that. We should feel guilty that we have a world to experience, a Torah world, to study the Torah and review it and know it. That's the second Mishnah. Not to forget it. That it's something that's transformative. I become a different person when I learn. It's the water going through to cleanse me. That's the full experience. The nefesh is lacking. The body and the soul are both lacking. Your mischayev ke'ilu mischayev benafsho. The soul is held accountable. The soul should feel guilty that it doesn't have the full experience. So those are the two Mishnayos. As we enter into Chag HaShavuos, and it's Man Matan Torosenu, even within our homes, which can be done. We should go for a walk, with a mask probably, at a time where fewer people are walking. But don't go at that time either, because that's when I'll be out there. So find a different time. The same way you should go shopping at a different time that I'm there. But other than that, everyone should appreciate, hopefully, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the full experience. That's what should be. The full experience. The full experience is the tree, is the flowers, and that's all part of the Talmud Torah. And when we're setting ourselves down to learn, it's learning. It's davening. we focus our attention, what we're able to accomplish in just 10, 15 minutes of learning or davening with no distractions, we all know it to be true, is completely different. How often are you reading the same line, the same pasuk? You're reading a book, the same book. We're distracted, the phone buzzes, someone else. That's the way we should be learning. It's a holy time. That should be our Zman Matan Torah Seinu experience. I wish everybody a Chag Sameach coming up. And for those who are going to be listening to Rabbi Schachter, so enjoy and Laila Tov to all.
Chag Sameach.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.